they will be doing Sif Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Lo yigala atzmo kiyem mila acharav tefach umilefanev tefachayim v'isha me'achareha tefach umilefaneh velo chlun. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that when a person is sitting down to use the bathroom, specifically to defecate, so when they're pulling down their pants to use the bathroom, so they can only pull their pants down a tefach from behind, but they can pull their pants down two tefachim from the front, whereas a woman, when she's sitting down to use the bathroom, she can only pull her skirt down in the back up to a tefach, but not in front at all. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, tefach velo yoser mishum tznius, but you cannot pull it down more than a tefach, because that would be a violation of tznius. Umilafanav tefachayim, but if it's in front, then you could pull it down two tefachim. Why? Dimitoch shehu dochek es atzmo ligedolim hu bali diktanim. The person is trying to push to make sure that the feces comes out, so they may also urinate in the process. Vetzarach tefachayim mishum kiluach meraglaim hanit and therefore they need to pull their pants down in the front to tefachim, so that this way none of the urine gets sprinkled onto their pants. However, the Bach thinks you should really only have a tefach even in the front. However, most of the Achronim disagreed, and they thought, no, you could have two tefachim in the front, and that would be okay. You just have to be careful when you're using the bathroom not to soil your clothing, your shoes, or your body by having urine get on to your body. And that's why we have this kula of allowing you to expose yourself up to two tefachim, in order that you don't have that problem of sprinkling yourself with the urine or anything like that. So we'll stop here for now, and tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Hei.